Hi, it's Amu.
And Zoe, and we're the host of the Mix of Fat podcast.
So, this is a very special episode.
Very special. Yes, yeah. This is unusual. It's not our monthly episode.
It is something that is only happening once every year. It's an annual thing that we initiated.
Yeah, it happened the first time right now. Because if you think back to last year, there's something new and exciting added to all your lives and changed it for the better.
So if you just like
a year ago,
scroll back to last year, yeah,
we have our first episode there, which was what was the first episode? So long ago.
Well,
it was
first we had
the trailer,
right.
Yeah.
So first we had a trailer which actually aired in September, so that's why we're recording it now. But we recorded it, I think. Yeah, we might have recorded it in September too. And
yeah, I think
we
did.
Funny anecdote on that. I just remember that we re-recorded that single trailer so many times.
Oh my
and
god,
actually,
yes.
Afterwards, a year after, or like a few months earlier, we both were finally at the stage that we had microphones that were functioning really well and our audio quality, got better, and we wanted to re-record it, and there was actually just no way, because otherwise we would have had to delete it and then we would have lost our
engagement
and stuff. So you have the very original first
we
ever
might
aired content, and if you haven't listened to it, you definitely should, because
don't judge us.
A time capsule from the past. Which just shows from how far we've come. And I think it's a super interesting thing to look at. And I think the second episode, right after that, which Zoe was just referring to, is the one, is the Troubled Girls of Terragami Academy, which is our first book to review. And definitely one of my favorites.
Yes, I love that book.
And right after that, or shortly after that, we had the interview, which was also our first interview.
No, we had that a while after, I think.
A while after,
a few
right.
months after, yes.
Right, but I think that was also one of our
it was amazing.
One, like, greatest interview experiences.
Yes.
So that's that was just like a short time travel to the beginning, because it's been ancient times.
I know, yes. And we have, and it's really cool. We started out with really nothing, and we have more now. And we're very grateful that you're here listening. This is fun. About the microphones, you might notice that my audio quality is a bit less today. I have some circumstances I will not get into, but right now
if you want to know what's up with Zoe, go listen to her Hunger Games episode, because there she might
I'm sure
to explain. So this is a special episode. We won't go into detail about the usual stuff. If you want the usual stuff, you should go to our
Hunger Games
episode, which
is
currently the most recent, but maybe if you're listening to this more in the future, check out our regular episodes.
Yes.
We also have, if you're new, just a quick summing up to what we have. We have seasonal episodes, which we are missing the...
So basically, if you're new, let us explain what this is. We're basically two friends who a year ago...
we're introducing ourselves now to you, just so you know.
Yeah. a year ago, we always, liked books, and we always talked about them. We've been friends for a really long time now. And
I think it's been now 9 years.
Yes.
I mean, we're both in the nine
it's
years.
Insane, so. Yeah. And we always like to talk about books, and a year ago we started this podcast. So every month we have like a special book that we break down and we discuss it, sort of works like a book club. And this month is The Hunger Games, and it's probably the most recent for you, but if you're listening in the future, then just go back and it's there.
And so content-wise, let me give you a quick overview of what we have until now. So Zoe was mentioning the monthly episodes, which is something we've been doing from the beginning, and that's our main profile. That's yes. what we do, and I think that's what has worked what we out. Do. That's what we do. That's what this podcast is known for, you know, all yes. over the place. And also something,
that's what they say on the street.
And also something which has worked out really well for us, because 1 month is great enough time for you guys to read independent or like indifferent of your reading speed, but also just like enough time for us also to just create a really good review for you guys.
Yeah, and we very frequently record them a day before they're aired, so you get really a fresh take
always, and you know our wonderful yes. presents.
Yeah, and well we had
one special series up until now, which was the Harry Potter yes. book series.
Oh, I love that.
Which we had 3 consecutive episodes of, which was so much fun. And I think we're definitely planning on doing more that sort of content
yes.
in the future. That was more, I don't want to say abnormal, but like more.
That was more special.
Going off the beaten track and just like trying yeah. something new out. So but that
it
was
worked out really well. So I think
it worked out really well. If you yes. just want to know what it was sort of about, we just played games. We talked about the fandom. We talked about everything possibly that could come to our mind about Harry Potter and the whole
yes.
universe.
The lore.
Around it.
Yeah.
Yes. And so one last thing, content-wise, which is different from our usual monthly episodes, was our seasonal recommendations yes. list, which we have. You might notice if you are a big we have to find a name for our listeners, but if you're
let me think.
Podcast listener
go on, I'll think about it.
Okay, so we have a fall episode, we have a winter episode, and we have a spring episode, but unfortunately because the summer's been just crazy busy, we don't yes. have a summer episode. I can't promise you anything, but maybe next summer yeah, something will drop. Now it seems kind of irrelevant.
Yes, we had a bit of a break with the special episodes because we had, you know, summer. It was really hectic for both of us. We had normal episodes, not the special ones. Also, the interviews we had, you know, we were struggling definitely. To find people. I'm sure, but those features will all come back, so... Don't worry. Now the school year starting, the year starting.
We are more
you know,
concentrated on content,
and we have more time to you know really schedule some content for you.
Yeah. Yes. So stuff you can wait for in the future is definitely more interviews.
Yeah.
We will definitely do more series. We also mentioned like book series. We mentioned we might. This is still sort of a surprise, but talk about a movie related to
yes.
a book. Which
of
is
course.
Like a hard, like it's already written in stone. It's a plan. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Yes. We might also try to bring on, you know, some friends, some BookTok people who
we have been mentioning yeah. that for ages. But I think now is finally the time where we both have the energy
yes.
and interest to do it. So it will be definitely
yeah.
something you can look out for. And just also one thing I've noticed and. I definitely want to improve is that we didn't have much content on our social media.
Oh yes,
like,
we're trying with that.
Recently, we will definitely be more active there. So if you're following us, we will give you more content there. And this is also a reminder to follow us,
please. Yeah. We're not
at
very active there.
Podcast.
Just yeah, you know the thing is that in like nowadays, if you want to promote anything, you have to be on social media. It's very time consuming for us, and neither of us are really, you know, active there, in our everyday lives. So we're trying. we're still figuring it out, but
we'll definitely put a lot of content there. Some special stuff you might find there is the Mixed Up Files Pod Bingo, which you can do on
yes!
any of our episodes.
Oh yeah,
and also just behind the scenes stuff. You will always be the first one to be notified, even before Spotify notifies you, which is one more thing you should switch on.
Yes.
Your Instagram will notify you, or we will, that we have a new
episode
that just
yes.
dropped. So it's definitely worth following.
Yes, and play along with the bingo. And if you did, DM us your results or
let us know. Reach out.
Yes.
That's one more thing we
reach out.
Really
yes,
enjoy.
I have a friend who does them sometimes when she listens, and she doesn't really share the results. She's not actually on social media, so she can't really share them. But she says that it's fun. you know, another friend who does. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
So,
okay. So basically that's us. And I still don't have a name for the listeners. Mixed up people.
With general book tropes, and we'll just exchange.
I'm gonna say like 15 each, and we'll do it quick, so it's like,
yeah,
you know, but don't think about it too much. Do you want to start?
Sure.
So I'll read down 15 tropes, and then you tell me fast, and if you feel like
it needs explanation, I will.
Explanation, you add.
Okay. So, just so you know, these are not only romance. This is all genres. All genres have tropes, by the way.
Yes.
People keep forgetting that, but it's true.
Yes. Okay. So, first one has to be the chosen one. Like it, not like it.
Previously smashed, now kind of getting bored of it.
Okay. So, unbreakable codes, but they are broken by the main character.
Eternal Optimist, so 50% smash, but also if it's just super disappointing, pass.
Okay. Wait a minute. I have to find one that it won't be as... Okay. So this is basically... Okay, this is a romance trope. Fake relationship.
Smash.
Oh yeah. okay, fantasy trope, heir to the throne. So this is just a bit of explanation. This is when the character, you know, suddenly finds out that they are heir to the throne, but they don't like know it before, and they don't want the throne. And you know, it's
okay. I'll have to pass because it just always messes up the storyline. Like
okay.
From a reader's perspective, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, enemies to lovers.
This might be unpopular, but I'll have to say pass.
Oh, same. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. So larger than life threat. How many did I say so far? Was it six?
It might have been. I think I'll just stop you if it's like, you know, I noticed that it's over 15. So what was your again? What was the trope again?
Mine was larger than life threat. So this is just like,
what kind of genre is this in?
This is just like a general one. It's like when you know the stakes are higher than life. You know when it's like huge. You know the world, the city, the whatever.
Okay, I don't mind that actually. I guess smash. It's not like I'm very like. You know, I adore this trope, but it's okay.
Okay. Flowery writing matters more than plot. Oh.
Okay.
Good one.
That is interesting. I can be a sucker for good writing over plot, definitely.
No, this is not good writing. This is flowery writing that matters over plot. So this is not just like... Yes. So this is just very detailed... very detailed, very much, you know, flowery, which can be like, good writing.
Okay, so if it's good writing, definitely. Under flowery writing, I would like imagine like Jane Austen being like focused on how she writes, but also the plot. Being...
No, Jane Austen doesn't count because Jane Austen, you read the books for the plot, and then she writes beautifully. That's a good one.
That's like a pro. Like,
yes, but you know when? Oh, I have no good examples of this because. Well, the only examples that come to mind, I know that you haven't read, but you know, it's when you go into the book and it's just very much focused on the writing and nothing actually happens. You wouldn't like this, I don't think you would, but you might.
I mean, it depends. If it's crappy writing, obviously, you know, if it's like great writing, then I don't mind if the plot is sacrificed for it.
Okay, fair. Okay, this is a mystery trope. So this is this is basically a detective with a haunted past. So when in a mystery, the detective has a haunted past.
So the detective herself or himself.
Yes. So this is not like an Agatha Christie where, you know, the detective just is.
It's like they themselves have already like some trauma, basically.
Well, maybe, yes.
I have to say pass. I like when the detectives are sort of, you know, they don't have, I don't want to say emotions,
yeah,
because
no,
that sounds.
I understand,
but
yes.
If they're cold, if they're distant, like Hercule Poirot doesn't talk about his personal
Yeah,
past,
okay,
so.
But like, for example, the mystery that we read for the Good Girls, the Guys for Murder, you didn't like that, like, she was a character? Or the Robin Stevens book, Murder Most Unlikely, like, you didn't like that? It's okay, you can prefer the other one. You can say pass, it's fine.
I think if which one you prefer, like, I like both. I don't have a problem with them having a pass, but, you know.
Okay.
If it, yeah.
This is a general one, again, Amnesia. Uh-oh.
I think it can be interesting, but if it's not especially good writing, it can just turn out to be really annoying. So, depends on the writing.
Fair. Okay, romance trope, the pregnancy trope. You know this one, for sure. Very careful here, because, you know, the book that girlies, they have strong views about this one. Caution.
Before we go on, let me
interject something. These are just purely our thoughts, and these are also just something that we think about in the moment. We have not thought about this
maybe
before.
2 months later, so, I will be just totally a fan of enemies to lovers. I don't know.
It's also, you know, it also depends on the book. So if you feel very strongly about these tropes and our critique, please. We actually don't care. Except if you can, you know, tell us politely. We want to hear opinions, not hate. You know,
yeah, we're interested in feedback, definitely. But it's
feedback, polite. Yes, but not if you think we're wrong and we should die. Please, we don't want to hear that. Okay. So, what do you think about the pregnancy trope?
Depends on like the age of weight.
Okay.
That's also like. It depends on the life stage the person is in.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like more obviously two people involved. But it just, it's very difficult to give an answer. Because if I would be saying pass, I would just sort of.
Wait.
Because
no,
it's more like,
that's not what I mean. No. But no, because the pregnancy trope is when they're like apart, but then. So, no, basically, if Lorelai would have ended up with Chris just because she
I get it.
That would have been the pregnancy trope. This way, she just got. So that's like a plot point, but not the trope, you know?
Okay, yeah, okay. So no, like, I'll say I'll pass.
Okay, no one likes this. I don't even know why we have this as a trope, honestly. No one likes this. I don't know anyone who would say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Incapable of love. You know, the character is against love, sworn of love, until, of course, they meet someone.
Okay, I think I'll say a smash for that. I think that's...
Really?
Know, if someone, yeah.
This is, like, my most hated book trope ever. I hate this.
Whoa,
with
okay.
No.
The pod.
No, I think I read books that had this trope and I didn't realize that they had them because they were good and I enjoyed them. So this can be good, but also I just, yeah. It's good when it's romantic and it's bad when it's very much like the manic pixie girl who just finds, you know.
Yeah.
It can be good when it's like, it's, you know, I don't
but
know.
But it's sweet. I know what you mean.
Yes.
I know what you mean. It can also turn into like quirky girl. I know.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, we don't like that one. We're not even gonna pose it, or like maybe Emma will pose it to me. I don't know. I'm not gonna pose it. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so hit me with three more.
Okay. Dystopian novel.
Smash if it's well written.
Okay. the article is hilarious. Time travel.
Smash definitely. Could be cool.
Okay.
Has great potential.
Yes, it does. Wait. A lot. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is. Okay, Juicy. This is the last one. The Love Triangle. This is very funny. You know, the best book. The next book is The Hunger Games. So.
It can get awfully cringe and awfully.
Yes.
Aggressively debated or, you know, fought over. I think this is one of the tropes that everyone sort of likes talking about.
Yeah, so that's very
true. I like the post-reading discussion about it because it's always, you know, yeah. it's everyone has great opinions about it. Not great, but
so
big
many opinions about
this,
yeah.
So I have to say, I think it's Smash because it's an interesting scenario that happens in all, like, so many stories and so many, like, even Shakespeare has love triangles. Like,
yes,
even the oldest playwrights and everyone sort of added this to their stories. And it shows how much, as readers, we feel, like, spoken to by the storyline.
Honestly, I feel like we should do, like, a whole episode about love triangles because I have so many thoughts. We all have so many thoughts about this trip. I would say, for me, this is the only... let me give you my opinion here because... For me, it's a pass because I think... it can be good, but it just so many times it's not good to read. It's just really boring. I like reading it just for, you know, go on Goodreads and just like converse with people or, you know, call up Amu and converse with her about it. But not, I don't like reading it because it can get so cringy or so toxic or so, you know, many a times I grow to unlike and even hate, you know, the main character just because of where the love triangle puts her or him.
I think that's well pointed, and that is so sort of connected to what I was saying, which is like they are so beloved to discuss and to read about that a lot of authors think if they add this to their book, it will add some sort of element of excitement and interest in readers, and it just. Like opens the story to whole conversation about that one trope in the story. So
I also feel like
it can often be like a factor in trashy books that they
I also feel like this one is just a bit more relatable than most of the others. Like, you know, you won't have many fake dating in your real life, especially if you're like a young adult who reads like young adult books. Love triangles, it's just so easier to get into, you know. Because you know, there is very few points in your life where you cannot be in a place where someone likes you and you like someone else, or you kind of like both people and you can't decide, or, you know, more than one person likes you, I guess. But, like, when will you ever really pretend to date a millionaire British heir to the throne while you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You know, if there's a millionaire heir to the throne who would like to, you know, take me around the world, I will fake date him happily. Probably won't fall in love, but we'll maybe get like a nice car. Okay. Before we go into this,
I hope I don't repeat your tropes, but I find quite a few cool ones.
Cool. You can also just come up with them if you want to, like.
Yeah, okay. So, one trope that we've had in a lot of books we've read is talking animals. How do you feel about that?
But this really... okay, oh god. I don't know. It really depends on what book I'm reading, you know. I'm going to say, like, Smash, because I don't have actually... it can be really bad, but if the talking animals are bad, it's probably just the book's bad or, you know, the writing's not good. But I would say I like it, you know. If it's a fantasy book, sure, let them talk.
Fair enough.
It's not cringy, yeah. I don't have any... it's not like I have anything against a trope. I have stuff against some books that use it. But I think that's mostly the author's fault and less of, you know, the trope has to be bad.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So a death in the family, like a death in the family of
Smash.
The protagonist, maybe.
Smash. Good drama. Good. I'm sorry. This is awful to say, but I like it when book has something to say, and mostly, unless it's a plot point, I really don't like it then. But again, same thing with talking animals. Problem with the author.
Okay. This is also, I think this is more used in movies, but I think it might be sometimes in books too. The training sequence, where the reluctant hero learns to fight, harness magic, use his knowledge. And, you know, he just, like, he has this training process of getting ready to, you know.
Okay, in books.
Defeat the big enemy.
Oh my god. In movies, I don't know what to say. Because the thing is, I'm such a sucker for, like, the dramatic training process in movies. But ultimately, I would say pass, because it's just so predictable and honestly kind of boring when you read about it. And it's very it will start out that they don't know, and then it's like a montage, and then they know. It's meh. You know.
Okay, next one might be a question that has opinions divided between readers. I don't know. The unhappy ending. So the ending is possibly... Okay.
I love this. I love it when it's an open or a bad ending. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So happy endings 100%. Are overrated.
No, I like happy endings. I like it when not every ending is happy. You know, I don't like it when all everything is just tied up with a ribbon. I like it when it's, you know, left to the misery. I really like it when the main characters die in the end. It's just, you know.
Okay.
That's great. My fun.
So this next trope is something that I think is in a lot of maybe middle grade, some YA novels, is a dysfunctional family.
No,
so
that's in everything. Okay.
So what's your opinion on that?
I mean, smash when it's used in a good way, like when it adds to the book. And then I just don't like, smash, but only if it's explored. Like if it's just a plot device and it's just like, oh my god, my parents, you know, I have all this trauma for my family, but then we never actually see the trauma, then it's not good. Sometimes it is very much. This is more like, you know, sometimes in romance novels or in you know, thrillers, it's very much used like a plot point to somehow even out the character. I don't like that. But yes.
Okay. Next one is a romance trope.
Okay.
Forbidden love, as in Romeo and Juliet. But, you know.
I don't know. What do you think about this? I know I'm not supposed to ask, I'm just doing it. I'm curious.
I don't know. I mean, it adds, I think, a level of... Yeah, it just, like, another... It the whole story becomes instantly deeper because there is a sort of, like, I think a primal attraction to something that is forbidden, you know? Like, as small kids, if your parents tell you... Don't go down the side. Yes. You will do it because it's something that's forbidden. It's mysterious,
true.
You know. But it can also sort of blind love because the only reason you're doing it is because it's not allowed.
You know, I just read a book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing the name wrong. It's Love at Times of Cholera, and it had one of the best. This is a bit of a spoiler, but I had one of the best, like, forbidden love plots I ever read, because they didn't actually end up together the first time. And it was very much because, you know, they never actually met. Like, it was very much just, like, you know, letters. I'm going to say smash. It can be good. Smash, sure.
Okay. So
I have strong feelings about this. I was just kind of confused.
Okay. So to change up the genre, we have a mystery question.
Yes, okay. Now, these I read way more, so I will have
so
stronger...
Several mystery authors love to add this at the ending when the detective or the inspector finally puts the pieces together, you know, has the whole picture. He or she or they might do a dramatic reveal. What is your opinion about that?
Smash, I live... For the Agatha Christie scenes, when Poirot is standing there and he reveals the mystery. Absolutely. I love these. I know that some people really don't like it. I love it. I'm sorry. It's
okay, great.
Not even sorry. Why should I be? I love this. Give me a good reveal scene anytime. I really like writing these also. I went through when I was, you know, I was kind of in a writing slump, but I also wanted to go on writing. So I went through like times of writing just these reveal scenes without anything else. And they're really bad to read, but it was really fun to do. I have them somewhere on my laptop when I was, you know, yeah. One day, maybe, on when no one else in the world can read them.
Okay, but, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, but if you're a listener, you'll never ever read it because it's just so bad.
So maybe this next question then, as a writer, what is your what are your thoughts about killing off a major character in the story? I'm not saying the protagonist,
as a writer,
but like a major character who is vital to the plot.
Well, Smash, it's good. You should kill people off. It just, it's very fun to write. Those are the best scenes that you do, is kill off a character. But also, well, for me, but also, just, you should. It also, it adds a lot of emotional, impact to the story. And it can also, you know, it can also just very much, when you kill off someone, then the other characters also have feelings that maybe otherwise they wouldn't. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, what have you said?
I think as a reader, it can be annoying if that was a beloved character, but otherwise, I think it definitely is an interesting element to any story.
Yeah.
And if it's done well, why not?
Oh, well, you know, what I don't, it should be in the right genre, I think. Like, if it's a, you know, like, because here's the thing, I mostly read fantasy novels. So, it's very common there, and I really like it. But also, if it just uses a plot point and no one actually gets any emotional feelings, then no. But also, ultimately, Smash. Go on, okay. I'm talking way too much.
Yeah, you're supposed to give answers in monosyllables. Okay. So, one thing a lot of characters do when, if mostly if it's a POV of the protagonist, is that you get to experience how they see stuff. And if, you know, something super horrible happens to them, or something that is just, you know, out of their comfort zone, they might get paralyzed with fear and, you know, just don't react, you know, freeze off. Something that for me personally is secondhand, very, it makes me uncomfortable a lot. So my question is, do you think it's an immersive experience and it's cool and you just get to experience something, or is it just secondhand, like for me, too much
in a book
you don't
to read?
Yes.
Pass. No, I don't like this at all. You know, it's just, it's just so cliche every time I read, like, because it's clear that it isn't it, that the author just wanted to show us a scene and they didn't have any better way to do it. But just like, no, no, it's so bad. It's uncomfortable to read it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's for every...
Okay, I think we should stop with the Smash and Pass. I have, just before we finish this episode, I have another very, very quick game, like way quicker than this one. I wanted to play with you just like a few rounds. Okay, so this is Kiss, Marry, Kill. We give
Let's do two
three
for
books.
Each other.
Yes, okay. So it's three books that we read this year. And if we didn't, it's exactly just, we will finish all the books.
You know, you'll just sort of get a taste of what books we've read and what we think about them.
Yes. Yeah, and if you haven't read a book we mentioned, you can go back and listen to the episode about it. And then we basically have to choose which one to kiss, which one to marry, which one to kill.
Exactly.
Okay, you start this time.
Okay, so just not to leave out any books you guys like
the
lot.
We won't.
I will just do this with
because...
the first top three books you loved that we read. So
you can
to make
just...
it difficult for Zoe.
No, but
because,
wait.
You know, your pressure is on her.
Thank you, guys.
Your readers. Okay. So Book number one is The Mysterious Benedict Society, a much, much beloved book
by our listeners. No, I don't want to. No.
Number two,
this one had
very close on second place is Murder Most Unladylike. I think we have equal feelings about this one. And number three, which actually we just released recently, is our Heartstopper episode.
Okay. I thought this will be some other book that I. Okay.
But also, just to be clear, you are not rating the podcast episode or the podcast experience with the book.
No, just a book. The podcast episode is all Mary. You know, I love them. But, okay, this is easy. Okay, well, first of all, again, please don't hate me. this is pathetic, but I have no other way to just, you know. Okay, first of all, Kill Heartstopper. I'm sorry, I enjoyed that book, well. And then, okay, so the one I'm marrying is The Benedict Society, clearly. I love that book so much. And then, so I had the choice between either Killing Heartstopper or Murder Most Unladylike. Now, killing a mystery book doesn't seem smart. I think that will be very traced back for me. I think marrying a mystery book also is not smart because they know how to kill people, you know? There are detectives in that and also murderers. I think if you just kiss them once and then just leave, that will be the safest option for me. So that's what I will do.
Well put.
You have to die. I'm sorry. Okay. My turn. Just Ramu. I'm just gonna ask random questions. Okay. Okay, I have The Good Girl's Guide to Murder, and then, too many good possibilities, and then we have Begin Again, and which is the September book, and then we have, and then we have, oh my god, did I forget? The Girl Who Drank the Moon. and now, go.
Okay, so, The Good Girl's Guide to Murder, Begin Again, and The Girl Who Drank the Moon.
Yeah.
Okay, so. This is actually pretty obvious. Is that bad, or is that good? Okay.
No, it's not obvious for me, so, like.
Okay, for me, it's kind of obvious.
Okay.
So,
I mean.
Just.
Okay.
From a current reader's perspective, I'm going to have to kill The Girl Who Drank the Moon.
Okay, yeah.
I think that was kind of obvious.
We
didn't
like
episode.
That book so much. Yeah.
If you want to know more, go listen.
It's very
true. It.
Oh my god, that episode. Okay. Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to. Okay, this is difficult.
I know. To see,
because if I'm following your logic, I shouldn't be marrying the mystery.
I know. You should.
But
yeah.
Also. In this case, from a literary perspective, I did like A Good Girl's Guide to Murder more than Begin Again.
You did.
So I'm going to have to marry that, even though it might be risky.
But listen, Begin Again, though, that was just, it was very bland, but also it was just very cute. So if you marry that means you marry Milo, like the book with Milo. If you marry The Good Girl's Guide to Murder, you get Pip. So
okay,
also,
yeah. Yeah, okay. I think I gotta change my vote. Yeah,
I know. Beginning is like the soft marshmallow funny book, and Good Girls Might Murder is like murder and pick me girls and town scandals. So, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So just wisely.
So then marrying the Begin Again, because it was a sweet book. I think we both enjoyed reading
Milo.
It.
Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. So we have 6 books left, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so we can both say each. Great, perfect.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about when I said that we could do all the books.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah, because it's 3 times 4. Okay, this is a book podcast. Go on.
Oh, yeah, it's my answer. I was like, what? Okay, so number one is What Happened to Rachel Riley?
Oh, this will be hard.
Number two is do the Harry Potter episode counts too or no?
No, because that way
there are extras.
No,
okay.
No. It will. It has to count because wait. How many books do we have? Do we have 11 or do we have 12? Because the September episode was just.
Well, we have 12 books without any extra stuff.
No, so, then yeah. In that case, no, it doesn't count. So, okay,
so number one was What Happened to Rachel Riley. Number two is The Word That Saved My Life.
Okay.
And number three is The Ichabod.
Okay. Hey, this is... Well, I don't know. I'll kill the Ichabog. What's the name?
Ichabog.
I'll kill that. Cute book. Nothing against it. And then... I'll kiss the boy that saved my life. Very, you know... And then I'll marry Rachel Riley because that's such a phenomenal book. This is just clearly based on on my preference. I have no extra of the lore with this one. It's just my preference.
I don't think any of these rankings are fueled by hate. So you know,
no,
keep that in mind. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Fueled by hate. Go listen to the girl who drank the moon. What am I talking about? Okay, wait. I have to check the remaining books because I don't know if I remember. I want to say it. Obviously, I know which books we read on my own podcast. I'm definitely not checking the books we read because we got ourselves To Kill a Mockingbird. Or yes. The Glided Girl, or a Gilded Girl, or the Troubled Girls of Dragon War Academy. Ooh, this will be interesting. I like that.
I think we've had that already, no?
No, we haven't.
We just mentioned it at the beginning. Right, yes. So, The Mockingbird, Troubled Girls of Dragon War, Gilded Girl. Difficult.
It is, okay. Isn't it?
I liked all of these books a lot, and I really like discussing them
too. Yeah, I know.
They're also amazing, so it's difficult. And I would, if I could choose, I think I would give all of them a plus point. Like, yeah. I wouldn't kill either of them, but I...
You have to.
Have to, because that's the game.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to have to kill the Gilded Girl.
Oh, wait, okay.
I'm sorry. Really like that. The interview was amazing. Go check out the interview.
Yes. Also, the book is really good. It's just that we have to kill something.
You have to kill something. And so... Now, the question is... I think, and this is just me thinking now, maybe tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll say the exact opposite. But I think I will... Kiss the Troubled Girls of Dragomir Academy and Mary.
Okay.
To the Mockingbird.
Okay.
Fair. So that was our.
That was a trip. Book. Yeah,
this was our celebratory.
Yes. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here and letting us talk.
We hope you enjoyed, and.
We hope you enjoyed it, and you know. We had a year, and now we have another one.
But honestly, we're more excited than we seem. It's super cool, and it was a great year.
I'm very excited. We're very excited for this year. We're very thankful for having last year, and we're hoping that you'll stick with us, and that you'll enjoy this year as much as we will. And
well, have a good year, I guess.
Have a good year, yes. Go listen to our other episodes if you haven't already. Go follow us on social media. You can request stuff, request books, whatever. You can also, if you're a Spotify listener, we will have a question box of the names that you wish to be called, because I wasn't creative enough, neither was Amu, so we need a name for you guys.
Yeah, we'll come to that.
Yes. So that's it. We love you, and see you next time.
Bye.